It's 6 minutes after noon here at WHQR. I'm in for Jamila Erickson today, and I am lucky enough to do her midday interview. I have a guest here in the studio. Clyde Edgerton is here with me. Good afternoon, Clyde.
Hey, Gina. Happy to be here.
Yay, I'm so glad you're here. You may have just heard on the cultural calendar that there is a really interesting event coming up. This is a fundraiser for the Arts Council. It's called Book Smarts. Tell us about it.
Okay. I'm really excited about it. What it amounts to on Saturday afternoon is an interview of three great American writers who happen to be from the South. And I wouldn't have thought just interviewing writers would be all that exciting, but then once you think about it, when you think about book lovers, and most book lovers have read, or writers especially, have read one of these three or all three of these writers, Lee Smith, Jill McCorkle, and Randall Keenan. Randall's from just up the street, Chinkapin, and Jill grew up in Lumberton, and Lee's from the mountains, so they sort of cover North Carolina. And the Arts Council, the new Arts Council, especially Rhonda Bellamy, the executive director, and Annie Gray Johnston, who's our one of our officers, has been working on they have been working on this event. And these authors will be around Friday and Saturday. And Friday night, there'll be a mixer, and you can find out all about that just if you want to meet and talk to them on the ArtsCouncilOfWilmington.com website. In general, we at the Arts Council see arts, the arts, as a bridge that goes between all sorts of factions among us. And we also see the arts in Wilmington as a economic force, economy driver. And so we're excited about bringing fundraisers to Wilmington.
Sure. This is really exciting. I can't imagine anyone educated here in North Carolina haven't read one of these authors, at least, these North Carolina fantastic authors.
I would think so. And to hear them talk about any of their books or about how and why they write, I think will be exciting. And it happens Saturday afternoon after the mixer on Friday night, 3 o'clock, Lumina Theater on campus, UNCW. And we're inviting readers and writers in Wilmington to submit questions that they might like for them to answer. We've got a couple of books each listed on the website. They've been writing for Salt Magazine. The last three issues of Salt Magazine have a story or an essay by either of them. So there's lots of writing out there. And I participated in an interview, being interviewed a few years ago up in Chapel Hill, and I didn't know what would happen or how it would be. It turned out to be a lot of fun. We had a big audience, and we were just talking about the kinds of things that people like to hear about. So I'll be asking questions of my own and any questions that people submit through the website.
Well, it's funny. A few moments ago, you said something about, you know, I can't imagine how it would really be that interesting to interview writers. Of course it is. And you might not see just how interesting that is because you are a writer.
That might have something to do with it, because I know when I first started writing, I read there's a whole host, you may know of these interviews, called Writers at Work, the Paris Review. They're all online now. And you can find your favorite writer, probably one of your favorite writers, and read a long Paris Review interview, which asks all kinds of questions, especially about the how part of writing.
Right. I remember a fantastic book of short stories that I read taking a writing class at UNCW, and it had, with each story, it did have an essay by the writer about writing.
Right.
I loved those essays almost as much as I loved the stories. So,
When you think about it, and if you're interested in boats, you'd love to talk to a boat builder. There are people who are interested in boats who may not be interested in writing, but I think a lot of people are and interested in reading. And so this will be a great opportunity.
Well,
and afterwards, people can have books signed, too, or buy a book right there at the site, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon on campus.
And you don't even have to be a writer. I know that one of my favorite authors is in this collection, the story Fair and Tender Ladies. I read that book about 20 years ago. It may have even been a little more than 20 years ago. And I still think of that book every single year. Not at any designated time, but I know a year doesn't go by that book doesn't echo back to me as I'm going through my life, because it struck something archetypical, or, you know, just, it just, it's a fantastic book. I love that book. I would love to see the author of that book at this event,
yes,
Lee Smith, and you know, be right. able to just talk to her and see her and tell her, hey, this book has meant so much to me. So you don't have to be a writer to enjoy this event for sure. You could be a reader who loves stories. This is on March 8th at 3 o'clock. In the Lumina Theater at UNCW. And it's just $25. I mean, really, that's unbelievable. A fundraiser, $25 for the Arts Council, and you get to see these three fantastic writers. And then there is that other event happening the night before on Friday night, which is the Mixer, Meet the Author Mixer. And you can find out more about that at artscouncilofwilmington.org. So have you met all of these writers before?
They're friends of mine, and,
I'm sure.
And so I feel very fortunate to know them and to have read their work. That's the book you just mentioned is one of my favorites, too.
Fair and Tender Ladies.
They each have books that are favorites of mine, and mm-hmm. so the fact that I get to talk to them and just sort of ask questions, secret questions that they don't know anything about.
Right.
I'm reading Lee's last book. And I've just read Randall's and Jill's. I reviewed Jill's for another magazine, and mm-hmm. I've just read Randall's book, The Fire, this time. And they're exciting writers, and I've learned from all of them. And it's helpful to me as a writer to read their work.
Now, someone here at the radio station, Bob Workman, he loved Crash Diet, the collection of short stories. And he has told me to read that. Which book by Randall Keenan would you recommend?
I would, off the top of my head, I would say his collection of short stories, Let mm-hmm. the Dead Bury the Dead.
Uh-huh.
That story, the title story, is an amazing story that I read a long time ago. And I noticed right away that this piece of fiction had footnotes. And I said, this will not work. There's no way this can work. But it's an amazing experience reading that story.
Right.
And The Fire, this time, is a book that I'm using as a spine book, the main book for a course that mm-hmm. We'll be teaching in the MFA program in the fall. I'm very excited about that.
Right.
It has to do with culture, Southern culture. In
right.
fact, we were talking about what we're going to be doing this weekend, and I just got an email from Randall. He said, that sounds as much fun as a hog killing.
Only in Southern literature. This is great. All right. So, again, it's Book Smarts. Is this something that the Arts Council is going
to
do?
We hope
to
do
it. Or have they done
year.
It? Is mm-hmm. this the first time they've done this Book Smarts?
The Arts Council is brand new. We're just
right.
kind of, you know, we haven't been around since 12, 15 years ago. So we're starting
right.
out, and we're trying to raise a little money and get some attention. And we'll probably have some events, which the Artie Party, which happened at the end of last year, was a big success.
Right.
A silent auction and a party. And this, we hope we can repeat this, have people come in, and we'll
right.
see how it goes this Saturday.
So this Saturday, this is a fundraiser on March 8th, Saturday, March 8th. That's this coming Saturday, 3 o'clock, Lumina Theater, $25. And Jill McCorkle, Randall Keenan, Lee Smith, being interviewed by Clyde Edgerton. Wow. Any last thoughts about this, Clyde?
I'm very excited that people will be coming out, and book clubs can submit questions through the website, artscouncilofwilmington.com, and I'll try to ask all the questions or questions like the ones that are turned in. And I might mention that our next fundraiser is a designer showcase that's coming up that you can read all about again on the website. And I appreciate people supporting in any way they can the Arts Council, because it's such a good thing in every way for Wilmington, in every way you can think of. And especially I like to think about it as the arts being a bridge among all people.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Who doesn't? There's story is in every kind of art. Story is the key. Again, that's artscouncilofwilmington.org. You can find out more information there.
I think it's .com, but it might be. They can try both.
I bet it's. It could be both. I have it as .org.
We'll find out.
Here.
We'll get
try both if you don't get one. Thank you so much, Clyde Edgerton.